Just go ahead. Hey, by the way, graduates, fall graduates, those coming back home, we welcome you. Can we give them a hand? We welcome you too in here in the gym. Well, Pastor Wayne's going to come out. Don't you appreciate our pastor? Yes, he's going to come out. Oh, there he is.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. You know, one of the desires of our church, New Hope, is to minister and to love and to support and to encourage and to usher you to the throne of God as many, many times as we can. The second is that if you bring, and which is our hope, people to church, that they will also receive benefit, that they will receive help and direction, instruction, mentoring, tutelage in a way that they say, I can receive that. But the third thing that we want to do is through this church reach the many, many, many others that may never darken the doors of this place, but will, with their remote control, enter in to what New Hope is doing. I just received a letter, handwritten letter, just the other day. It was actually given in the condo where I live, and the person delivered it to me, and it was a man there that said this. It said, I am a member of your congregation by television. I've never been to church. He's a Buddhist. But he says, I'm a member of your congregation. Then he said this, and I need God as soon as possible. Will you please call me? And so I'm in conversation with him. How did that happen? Through television. It's one of the greatest ways that we as a people can give the gift of life to those out there that may not be able to make this bridge crossing to here, but we go to them. And that's why we invest in these videos, because the scripture never said, world, go into all the church. He said, church, go into all the... And we got to figure out how to do that. And this is one of the mediums by which that can be done. We've seen many, many, many lives being touched in that way. So we put together a Christmas gift of song, of dance, of narrative, of the Christmas story. But I wanted you to give it to you first as a gift. It will go on television in a couple of days on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day all over the state. But before it was aired, I wanted to give this to you as a gift, just a Christmas gift today. Now, we'll have Christmas Eve services this Tuesday night at 7 and this Wednesday night at 7. And I'll be live right here, and you can bring friends to that. But this one, we wanted to give to you as a gift of these people that are so talented that have brought their music together and their song. And 90% of all of these people all go to New Hope Christian Fellowship. And so these aren't professional kinds of people. These are volunteers that we all give our time and our energies to. But we wanted to give you, people of New Hope, a gift. Now, you'll see, hear language when that will be beyond this church, because at the end I'll say to the audience, please find a church near you. I don't necessarily say come to New Hope, because we don't want to become this provincial church. We want to say that there are many wonderful churches. We want to be a spokesperson for all of the Bible-teaching churches in Hawaii. So you'll hear certain language of me inviting people to go to a church because it's for broadcast. But I said to our great film department, let me give this to our church first as a gift, because they're the reason that we do all of these things and can do all of these things. So as a Christmas gift to you, we want to present to you a beautiful, stellar production of this year's Christmas musical, Christmas special, and you're the first to see it. So from all of us at New Hope, Merry Christmas. Thank you for being you. Let's take a look.
Aloha, I'm Wayne Cudero, and welcome to this year's Christmas special with New Hope. You're about to enjoy a memorable half hour brimming with spectacular songs and heartfelt stories woven into a Yuletide tapestry made right here in Hawaii. Christmas time is all about relationships, where families and friends gather to tell stories that never cease to bring us together, memories that cement friendships and deepen our love for our ohana, our islands, and for one another. But Christmas is most of all the story of God and how He loved His children so much that He gave not a gift from a downtown department store, but a gift certificate from heaven. One that can be redeemed for eternal life. And it was found in the very one we call Emmanuel. But before we tell you that story, let's listen to another one as the Kamehameha School's children chorus tells us a story they remember about Tutu's killer fruitcake. So sit back and enjoy a Kalikimaka moment as we join together for this year's Christmas special with New Hope.
That's for sure. What's that you say? Oh, Tutu, please, don't send us anymore.
It was harder than the head of Uncle Jimmy. Heavy as a sermon, a preacher, Timmy. Once enough to give the whole state of Hawaii a great big belly ache. It was denser than the jaw of a white pop with turkeys. Tougher than a truckload of corn on a jerky. Drier than a drought in on a pony. Tutu's killer fruit.
Christmas gifts come in various shapes and sizes. Some come with tinsel and some with bows. But there are rare gifts that sometimes comes with tears. For example, an offense that has taken place and you choose to give forgiveness. You overlook an obvious wrong that even others demand to be repaid, an eye for an eye. But instead, you give one of the greatest gifts of all. Forgiveness. Sometimes this gift is well received, but other times it's left unopened. But in either case, this rare gift remains the diamond of heaven. It's the heart of our Father. It was near the turn of the century that Queen Liliuokalani, the last monarch of Hawaii, gave this greatest gift of all. When she was deposed from her throne, she refused retaliation and offered the gift of forgiveness instead. And if you think about it, this fair state of Hawaii was actually birthed out of forgiveness, not out of warfare or battle. And her gift is reminiscent of the one who offers forgiveness to you. Take it. Don't leave it unopened. And if you'll receive it, it will make this Christmas your first real Christmas and your tomorrow a new and bright future. Forgiveness was the example of our queen because it was the example of her king.
Your loving mercy is as high as the heavens, and your truth so perfect. I live in sorrow, imprisoned, but you are my light. Your glory is my support. Behold, see the sins of man, and instead of malevolence or anger, please forgive and cleanse. My nana ino ino, na heva o kanaka, aka e hui kala, ama e ma ino. So, O Lord, protect us beneath your wings. And let peace be our portion, now and forevermore.
Some of the best memories I have of Christmas are simple ones. I mean, growing up in the Pololo Valley, we didn't have much for Christmas. Now, it seems like it takes the kids a good amount of time to open their presents. They even require Mom to act as secretary to record the names of all the givers for appropriate thank yous to be written later. But in simpler days, we would have one, maybe two gifts, and it didn't take long to open them. But it was more than the gifts. It was the Christmas gathering, the relatives, the dinner, the dessert, the laughter, and the memories. Simplicity. Simplicity is something the older you get, the more you desire. And that's what God came to bring. Not another complicated religion, but the simplicity of a genuine relationship with Him. E ola pono. The group Kaukahi reminds us that the most important thing of all is to live simply and to remember that the greatest commandment of all is this, staying right with God and right with one another. It's not only the heart of God, it should be the heart of all the people of these beautiful islands who have been given the gift of the land and the gift of one another. E ola. Christmas began with the heart of God and one obedient woman, Mary. It was her desire to be used by God in whatever way He would choose. But even Mary would be taken back by her assignment to be the mother of God Himself. It must have been an incredulous adventure filled with emotion, one day feeling exhilarated and the other day feeling unworthy. But still she persevered, and because of her stalwart love for God, the world was changed. And the first Christmas gift was given, a babe in swaddling clothes lying in a manger.
Been praying.
Christmas is found in the book of Matthew. Now, Mary was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit, and Joseph, her husband-to-be, being a righteous man, wanting not to embarrass her publicly, was intending to put her away privately. But after considering this, an angel appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for what has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will give birth and have a son, and they will call him Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins." That's it. That's what Christmas is all about. The gift that God gave to the world of forgiveness found in a person, the person of Jesus Christ. That's it. You see, we've complicated it all by commercializing things, buying more things, having more things, until we've forgotten what Christmas is all about. You see, it's about a person, not a holiday. It's a gift that God gave, not the ones we get. People can live a lifetime and never really celebrate Christmas. But don't let that happen to you. Open your heart to what God has intended for you and for me from ages past. The gift of forgiveness found in the gift of His Son. This Christmas, find a church near you in order for you to redeem what God has so freely offered: forgiveness. There are so many wonderful churches filled with people who have come to the manger and found that it is only in Christ that we find our hope, in the shepherd of our hearts, in the shepherd of our souls. Don't miss another Christmas. Come to the manger this year and open your heart to His gift. It'll be the most eternal decision you'll ever make. And I promise you, when that happens, everything else will pale in comparison to what He has for you. Open His gift and find Christmas. And life as you know it will never be the same. You enjoyed this year's Christmas special, and may this year find you at the manger where you can redeem God's gift of forgiveness for eternal life. So from all of us here at New Hope, Mele Kalikimaka, Merry Christmas, and may you be found closer to Him with a heart filled with life at its best. Isn't that nice? A beautiful, beautiful Christmas special. Looking forward to it. Let's all stand together. Well, that'll be aired on the several television stations coming up in the next few days, just to take the message to all of the beautiful islands of Hawaii.
Also, some people say, well, would we be able to get a copy of that DVD? We actually have a bunch back there at the bookstore, and it'd be a great gift, especially if you have brothers or sisters or family from Hawaii that live in the mainland. Boy, they would love to get one of those as a gift with a wonderful message of God's love for Hawaii in the Hawaiian way. So it's done very well packaged, exquisitely, for a wonderful gift for you to take home. So those are available outside. But we're going to be praying that God will bring many to this Christmas Eve services this Tuesday night at 7 o'clock and Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. It'll be live here, and it'd be great for you to bring someone just so that they can hear about the wonderful Savior we have, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for a wonderful church called New Hope. And on this Christmas season, we pray that you would grace us with a message of what Christmas is all about. Help us to not only share it, but live it first and then give it away freely. That redemptive certificate, that gift certificate, that we can come to the cross and have it redeemed for forgiveness that gives us eternal life. May this Christmas remind us of that powerful and eternal message that we love and are honored and privileged to be bearers of that certificate, to give away to many so that they will be redeemed. Now, Lord, we ask your blessing on this television special as it goes out over the airwaves. I pray that many people in there, while clicking their remotes, will stop on this and have their hearts touched. Thank you for these things. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank him again. Would you, with a clap offering, as we sing together in closing, way out.